If you have your Bibles, let us turn to Matthew chapter 22. We can pull it down just a little from there.
请我们大家翻开马太福音22章。
Right about there. Matthew chapter 22, and we'll begin at verse 34. But when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him, saying, Master, what is the great commandment in the law? And Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and the great commandment. And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Yes, if you want to read in Chinese.
Okay, 马太福音二十二章三十四到四十节，法利赛人听见耶稣堵住了撒都该人的口，他们就聚集。内中有一个人是律法师，要试探耶稣，就问他说：“夫子，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢？”耶稣对他说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。”
Now the events that we are reading about probably take place on Tuesday morning, and Jesus will go to the cross on Friday.
这件事情的发生大概是耶稣最后一周的礼拜二早上，那在礼拜五呢，耶稣就要上十字架了。
And so Jesus is in the very closing days and the hours of his earthly ministry.
所以其实是在耶稣最末了在地上侍奉的那个日子。
The religious leaders have already passed their judgment. This is not the Messiah.
当时在地上的宗教的领袖呢，已经下了一个定论，这一位不是他们所仰望的弥赛亚。
And they were doing everything within their power to find some fault with his doctrine so that they could condemn him as a heretic and take him out.
所以呢，他们就尽他们的全力要在耶稣的教训中找出错误来，来定他为异端。
So in chapter 22 here, the Sadducees take on Jesus first.
所以呢，在22章这里呢，撒都该人他们先来试探耶稣。
There were two parties, the Sadducees and the Pharisees.
当时有两派的人物，一派是撒都该人，那一派是法利赛人。
Now the Sadducees believed in the written law, which is the Pentateuch or the first five books of the Bible.
撒都该人呢，他们所相信的呢，就是写下来的律法书，是当圣经中的前五部书，创书、立民生。
But they didn't believe in the oral traditions that had been handed down by the prophets.
但是他们不相信由先知口传下来的这些规定。
They were kind of the liberals of their day.
所以当时在他们的时代呢，算是比较先进、比较自由派的。
Now the Pharisees were the conservatives. They not only believed in the written law, but they believed in the oral traditions that was given to them by the prophets.
但是法利赛人呢，可能就是当时的比较保守派的，他们不单单相信写下来的摩西五经，而且他们也相信从律法师口传下来的一些规则。
And as they looked at the traditions of the Old Testament, they came up with 613 commandments.
他们从旧约的律法和先知的这些写下来的律法中，他们又衍生出来了增加的613条诫命。
365 of those commandments were positive, and 248 of them were negative.
其中呢，365条是正面的，248条是负面的。
So when this lawyer challenged Jesus, what is the great commandment or the most important of all of these?He was asking of the 613, which do you consider to be the most important?
那个所以当这个律法师呢，他来挑战耶稣说哪一条诫命是最大的呢？其实他的意思是要说，耶稣啊，在这个613条加上的诫命中，哪一条是最大的？
And whenever Jesus answered, he answered him with what we call the Shema, the central tenet of Judaism.
但是耶稣对他的回答呢，他却是用犹太教中的这个中心信仰。叫做 Shema， 他用这个来回答他。
Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and the great commandment in the law.
所以耶稣对他说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。”
So this man could find absolutely no fault with what Jesus answered him.
所以这个人呢，从耶稣的回答中找不出任何的错误。
This is what any good Jew who understood the central tenet of Judaism would have answered.
因为任何一个犹太人，他们了解犹太教的中心思想，都会这么回答。
But Jesus said to him, "Now you didn't ask for this, but the second is likened to it."
但是耶稣说，这当然你没有问我，但是第二条诫命呢？
Thou shalt love your neighbor as you love yourself.
就是要爱人如己。
And then Jesus makes what I consider one of the most astounding statements in all of the Gospels when he said, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
然后耶稣就说了这么一句话，在我看来就是新约圣经中、新约福音中最伟大的一句话，就说这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
So according to Jesus, there really are only two commandments.
所以依照耶稣所说，其实只有两条诫命。
Some of you may think, well, now, wait a minute. What about the Ten Commandments that God gave to mankind?
所以你们有的人会说，但是等一下，那摩西所颁布的十条诫命呢？
Is there a conflict between what God gave to Moses there on Mount Sinai and between what Jesus is saying here to this crowd that has assembled?
所以在神给摩西的十，在西乃山上给他的十诫和耶稣所说这里的两条诫命，他们之间有没有冲突？
Or are there some 613 commandments that we should be paying attention to?
那我们是不是也应该来看一看，也注意一下这个613条加上的犹太教的诫命呢？
But Jesus, who is God incarnate, said, "On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets."
耶稣这一位道成肉身的神。他说这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
So what Jesus was saying that everything that God is trying to communicate to mankind hang on just two things.
换句话说，耶稣呢，他说神所要对人所说的一切的沟通，一切的话呢，就在这两，包含在这两条诫命中。
I remember when I became a Christian some 53 years ago.
我记得当我在刚刚信主53年之前。
I was 20 years of age and I had my first Bible.
当时我20岁，我拿到了我第一本圣经。
And I realized that out of all the books that I owned, this was absolutely the thickest book.
当时我觉得在我所有所拥有的书里面，这本书最厚。
And it was written on the thinnest paper of any book that I owned.
而且这本书所写的纸呢，纸张却是最薄。
And it had the smallest print of any book that I owned.
而且这里呢，所印的字呢，却也是最小的字。
And I can remember thinking to myself, how in the name of God will I ever be able to come to grips with all of these things that God is trying to communicate?To mankind.
当时呢，我心里就在想说，我怎么可能了解的神在这本书里面对所有人类所说的话的中心思想？
So, Jesus simplifies for us on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
所以耶稣呢，他帮我们简化了。他说这两条诫命呢，就是一切先知和那个律法的总纲。
Not some of it, not most of it, but everything Jesus is saying hangs on two things.
耶稣说不是律法和先知一部分，而是一切道理的总纲。
Now, what I would like to do is to try and illustrate for you what I think that Jesus is saying to us. And I've got an overhead if we can have that first one.
我想今天呢，就给大家简单的说明一下，耶稣在这里到底对我们说的是什么意思。
Yeah, there we go. And on both sides, you can see this, Matthew 22, verses 37 through 40. And I have put this into a simple little illustration for us. It's called the wheel illustration. And at the very heart and center of the life, the hub of that wheel is Jesus Christ. And I have simply called him the great commander in our lives.
在这里我用这个轮子的这个图形呢，来简单的说明马太福音二十二章这个两条的诫命。那在这个轮子的中间呢，我放了耶稣。耶稣呢，我就称他为是我们最大的好像总司令一样的
And then in that wheel, the outer rim of that represents the great commitment that God is calling us to make to Him.
在这个轮子的外围呢，就代表呢，神要我们所委身的。
There is a sense in which God is only asking us to do one thing.
其实呢，神只有要求我们做一件事。
And that one thing is that as God reveals himself to us from the pages of this book, he asks us simply to obey him.
那一件事情是什么呢？就是当神他向我们借着这本书启示的时候，他只是要求我们要顺服。
Now, oftentimes when I ask people, give me the entire message of the Bible in one word.
有的时候我对人说，你能不能用一个字来形容，来包括在圣经里面所有的信息？
They would say that love is the central message of the Bible.
所以有的人就会告诉我，爱就是这本书的中心信息。
But what I want you to see is that love has substance.
但是我要让你看见爱是有实质的。
And the substance of love is obedience.
爱的实质就是顺服。
In John 14:21, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loves me.
约翰福音十四章二十一节说，有了我的命令就遵守的人，这人就是爱我的。
So the way that we demonstrate our love to God is through obedience to his word.
所以我们要表达我们对神的爱呢，就是我们顺服他的话语。
Our verbal affirmation is insufficient.
光是口头上的肯定是不够的。
He wants to see the demonstration of that love carried out in obedience to what he has commanded us.
他要我们用行动的实际的行动，就是我们顺服的行动，来证明我们对他的爱。
And how many things has he commanded us to do?
到底命令了我们做多少事？
How many?
多少事？
Yeah, on two. I think I even heard some conviction there. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
大家都相信就是这两件事，而这两件事呢，两条诫命就是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
So if you want the Bible in one word, it would simply be obedience, which is the substance of our love.
所以呢，如果我们要总结圣经的用一个字呢，就是顺服。顺服是爱的实质。
But then if we are walking in obedience to God, then two things must be true in our life.
如果我们在生活中顺服神的话，有两件事情会我们会有两个实际。
First of all, the vertical spokes We'll love God with all of our heart, mind, and soul.
第一件事情呢，就是这个重的、直的这个轴，就是我们会尽心、尽性、尽意的爱主我们的神。
And then we will be loving our neighbor as we love ourselves.
而且我们也会爱人如己。
Now you'll notice that on my illustration there, the vertical spoke, the great commandment to love God, and then the horizontal spoke, loving your neighbor as you love yourself, I have called the Great Commission.
所以我们看见这个这个图里面呢，这个重的轴要爱神，这边写的是大诫命，那这个爱人的部分呢，写的是大使命。
And those, that is our final marching orders from Jesus. Go and make disciples of all the nations of the earth.
这是耶稣给我们最后的命令，就是你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
Now, that's a nice way of saying just love your neighbor as you love yourself.
这也是另外一个说法，就是另外一个爱人如己的说法。
Now, from God's point of view, there are only two kinds of people that walk the face of the earth.
在神的眼中呢，这世界上只有两种人。
There are those who have the Son of God living in their heart.
一种人呢，他们心中有神的儿子住在他心中。
And there are those who do not have the Son of God living and dwelling within them.
另外一种人呢，他们没有神的儿子住在他们里面。
Now let me ask you a question. When I die, where do I want to go?
那我问你一个问题。当我死的时候，我希望去哪里？
Where do I want to go?
我希望去哪里？
Yeah, I want to go to heaven.
是的，我希望去天家，去天堂。
And so if my sister here does not know the Lord,
所以如果这位姐妹她不认识主，
and I am going to love her like I love myself,
如果我要爱她如同爱我自己的话，
What must I covet for her when she dies?
那么我会希望她死了之后她去哪里？
Yes, I must covet heaven for her. That means that what I've got to do is reach out and begin building a relationship with her so that someday I earn the right to be able to open the Word of God and share with her the gospel of Jesus Christ.
所以呢，如果我爱他，我希望他将来死了以后也能去天堂的话，我就必须开始培养，我跟他培养一个关系，所以我能够有这个权柄，有一天我可以把这个圣经里救恩的道理讲给他听，使他也可以得到救恩，死了之后上天堂。
So we call that evangelism.
所以我们就叫这个叫传福音。
Jesus said, "Follow me, and I will make you to be fishers of men."
耶稣说：“你们跟从我，我要使你得人如得鱼。”
And then, how do I take and love my brothers and sisters in Christ?
那我如何来爱我在基督里的弟兄姐妹？
See, I realize the Bible teaches that someday each of us will stand in the presence of God and account for the stewardship of our life.
我知道在圣经里说有一天我们都要站在耶稣审判台前为我们所一切做的事情交账。
And if we have walked in obedience, we will hear, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant."
如果我们一生顺服神，我们就会听见主对我们说，你是又良善又忠心的仆人。
But if we have been out there living for ourselves, doing what we want to do, and yet say that we are believers,And our works do not stand up to the work of a believer, then thou wicked and slothful servant.
但是如果我们说我们是信主的，但是我们的行事为人却不与我们的恩召相称的话，那有一天我们会听见主对我们说，你这个又恶又懒的仆人。
Now which of those two do I want to hear?
那我希望主对我说哪一种话？
Yeah, well done, thou good and faithful servant.
是的，我希望主说，好好，你是又良善又忠心的仆人。
So if I am going to love you like I love myself,
所以如果我们要爱你们众人如同爱我自己，
then that means I need to build some kind of relationship with you so that I can share with you what God has called and commanded us to do.
所以我呢，我就应该跟你们也培养一种关系，所以我可以跟你们分享神要我们做的事。
And to make sure that you not only love God with all of your heart, mind, and soul.
所以呢，我可以相信你们不单只是尽心尽意尽力的爱神。
And are in a growing relationship with God on a daily basis.
而且每天呢，跟他有一个亲近的关系，一个成长的关系。
See, because for many people, Christianity is nothing more than a religion.
因为对有些很多人来说，基督教的信仰不过就是一个宗教。
On Sunday morning, they come. They tell God, "I love you."
礼拜天早上，他们来到教会，对神说：“神啊，我爱你。”
And when this church service is over with, then they're back to their own life. And they really don't think about God unless there's some crisis or great need during the rest of the week.
礼拜天信息结束以后，他们回到家里，过从前一样的生活，除非他们的生命中有一些危机，所以他们才会想到神。
But Christianity is not a religion. It was always meant to be a relationship with Almighty God.
但是我们基督徒的信仰呢，其实从来不是一个宗教，而是我们要跟这位全能的神有一个真实的关系。
See, religion is man reaching up trying to get a hold of God.
什么是宗教呢？宗教就是人靠着自己的方式想要去触摸达到神。
Or trying to perform in such a way that somehow I have God's pleasure.
或是说靠着自己的努力想要做一些表现可以得到神的称许和喜欢。
And all religion really requires is show up, pay up, and listen to your pastor, which is a nice way of saying shut up and listen to your pastor.
所以呢所有的宗教呢其实他们的这个心态呢就是我们礼拜天我们出现。然后呢，我们尽了我们 pay up， 我们尽了我们自己的责任。然后呢，我们 shut up， 就是我们闭上嘴，只是听牧师怎么说。
And for most, we can do that 1 hour a week.
对我们大多数的人来说呢，我们就可以一个礼拜花一个小时做这些事。
Now we've made God happy. We're going to go out and do what we want to do the other 167 hours in that week.
然后呢，我们既然呢可以满足了神的喜欢，那其他的167个小时这个礼拜呢，我就可以做我自己想做的事。
That's religion.
这个就是宗教。
But God wants a growing, personal, intimate relationship with you. That's why He created you.
但是呢，神却希望跟我们有一个很个人的、很亲密的关系，这就是为什么他造了我们。
Love God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind.
你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
The most important thing in all of my life is my relationship with God.
在我这一生中最重要的事情就是我跟神的关系。
And it isn't something that I do for an hour once a week. It is the consuming passion.Of my life.
所以不是我一个礼拜一个钟头为神做什么事，而是我这一生我对神的一个热情。
And so up here I've said people who do not consistently develop a relationship with God the Father through Bible study, personal devotion, prayer, and fellowship with other believers are practicing a religion.And equipping the saints, which I am the head of, I've said there that we assume this relationship is not measurable, but it is perceivable if you are in that relationship.
所以呢，如果一个人他并没有跟神有真实的关系，借着读经祷告的话，他不过就是在跟随一个宗教。但是这一个圣徒装备的这个课程呢，这里面说，一个人呢，他是不是 跟神的，他跟神是不是有好的关系呢？这个很难衡量，但是这个却可以表现出来。
Now I want to go back to that illustration of the wheel for a moment.
我们再回到这个轮子的这个图表。
And this is the one we started with there, where we have the great commitment balance with the great commission in our life.
所以这有两个轴，这个纵轴呢就是大诫命，这个横的就是大使命，那他们彼此平衡。
We're in a growing relationship with God on a daily basis.
所以有了这个平衡呢，我们每天跟神的关系都可以不断的成长。
But then we are out there trying to win the lost and to bring our brothers and sisters to their full maturity in Christ.
而且呢，我们一方面，我们到外面去接触那些失落的灵魂，把他们带进神的家；另外一方面呢，我们也帮助弟兄姐妹在耶稣基督里面成长到成熟。
Now, we're going to go to one other slide I want to show you because many of you again are thinking, well, now really, are there 10 commandments? Are there 2 commandments? So let's look at those for just a second.
那你们可能还会在想说，到底是有十诫呢，还是只有两条诫命？所以我们现在看这个图。
So up here we have the 10 commandments.
在这里我们有十诫，摩西的十诫。
You shall have no other gods before you.
除我以外，你不可以有别的神。
You shall not make worship or serve any graven image.
你也不可以敬拜各样的偶像。
You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain.
你不可以妄称神的名。
Six days shalt thou labor, but the seventh is to be a Sabbath set apart for the Lord.
要纪念安息日，六日要劳碌做你的一切的工，第七日你要向耶和华守安息日。
See, those four commandments guard and protect our relationship with God.
你看见这头四条诫命呢，它保护、保守我们跟神的关系。
Because if we are in violation of any of those four, it will affect our relationship with God.
因为我们犯了这四条中其中任何一条诫命的话，就会影响到我们跟神的关系。
Now guess what the next six commandments have to deal with?
那你想，下面六个诫命是跟什么有关系？
Guarding and protecting your relationship with your neighbors.
是保护和保守我们跟我们邻舍之间的关系。
Because if you are in violation of any of these six commandments,
如果我们犯了这六下面六条其中任何一条诫命。
It'll destroy your neighbor, your relationship with your neighbor.
就会破坏我们跟我们邻舍之间的关系。
Love your father and mother.
你们要孝敬父母。
And if you do not, then you will have no witness in your home.
如果我们不孝敬父母，我们在家里就没有见证。
Thou shalt not kill.
不可杀人。
Killing begins with unresolved anger.
杀人呢，从没有解决的怒气开始。
And if you are angry with your brother, there is no way that you will be able to hide it, even though you smile and act like all is well.
如果你对你的弟兄生气，没有办法隐藏，尽管你在表面上对他微笑。
But people sense something is wrong.
人会感觉到有点不对劲。
They're not sure what they said or what they did, but something is not right in this relationship.
人会感觉到不管你做什么说什么，人会感觉到你们中间的关系不对劲。
And you'll never have a ministry with that person.
所以你就没有办法服侍那个人。
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
你不可犯奸淫。
You want to talk about destroying a relationship.
当我们说到关系破坏的时候。
Thou shalt not steal.
还有不可偷盗。
When somebody steals your goods, it destroys the relationship that they have with you. You'll never feel safe with them again.
当如果有人偷你的东西，这就破坏了你跟他之间的关系，你没有办法再信任这个人。
See, God gave us those six commandments to guard and protect our relationship with our neighbor because God created us to have a ministry of winning the lost and bringing our brothers and sisters to their full maturity in Christ.
神呢颁发了这六条诫命呢，是为了要保护和保守我们跟我们灵舍之间的关系，因为神要我们来服侍我们的灵舍，把他们带到基督面前，并且帮助我们在主里的弟兄姐妹成长到成熟。
Now, that is what we call the Great Commission.
这就是我们所说的大使命。
God wants a relationship, but He has left us here because He has a mission for each and every one of us.
神希望跟我们建立关系，但是他却把我们留在地上，因为他要给我们一个使命。
That ministry is to reach out to our neighbor, whether he is lost or whether he is a brother or sister, and bring them into a relationship and bring them to their full maturity in Christ.
因为不管神要我们服侍人，不管他是主里的还是他还没有信主，神要我们把他们带到跟神的有一个关系，而且在基督里成长成熟。
Now there's no question in my mind that you love God or you wouldn't be here this morning.
我绝对相信你爱神，不然的话你今天早上不会坐在这里。
But that's only a part of what God wants.
但是这只是神所要的一部分。
That love will be demonstrated by the keeping of that second commandment, the loving your neighbor as you love yourself.
如果我们爱神的话，我们就表现出，我们就会表现出来，我们也遵守第二条诫命，就是爱人如己。
When was the last time you talked to one of your unsaved neighbors about their relationship with God and shared with them the gospel of Jesus Christ?
上一次你跟你的邻舍传福音，并且问他们，他们跟神的关系怎么样？把福音传给他们是什么时候？
Because that's the way we reach out to the lost, is through our evangelism, trying to bring lost people to a saving faith in Christ, so that someday they will be with us in heaven.
所以我们要帮助这失落的人呢，就是要向他们传福音，使他们有一天也跟我们一样可以到天堂。
Are you reaching out to the lost?
你是不是有去接触那些失落的人？
Who is it that you're discipling?
你现在在门徒
培养哪一个人做门徒？ Helping them to grow to their full maturity in Christ.
你现在在培养哪一个人做门徒，使他可以在基督里成熟？
See, because if you are not out trying to win the lost and bringing your brothers and sisters to their full maturity in Christ, that's what we call discipleship.
所以呢，如果我们现在不是去接触失落的灵魂，或是我们不是在培养弟兄姐妹做门徒的话，
then rather than having the Great Commission balanced with, or the Great Commandment balanced with the Great Commission,
我们必须不单是遵守大诫命，而且呢还要同时也很平衡的遵守这个大使命。
But you have the Great Commandment to love God, and rather than the Great Commission, you have the Great Omission going in your life.
但是如果我们没有，我们只有遵守大诫命去爱神，但是我们却没有遵守大使命的话，其实我们就是忽略了。我们其实生活在这个很大的一个忽略当中。
And equipping the saints is all about putting the C on omission and turning it into commission.
所以呢，这个门徒训练，这个其实就是把就是让我们不再活在这个忽略当中，而是去遵守这个大使命。
Now, on this wheel that we've changed a little bit up here, I want you to see that the Great Commandment has substance. And the substance is the word and prayer, because that is the way that we develop our relationship with Almighty God.
那这个轮，在这个轮子当中呢，我们又再进一步的看见，这个大使命呢，它其实也是有它的实质上呢，就是神的话，还有祷告。
Day by day, if I'm involved in reading and studying the Word of God,
如果每一天我都读主的话,
then it allows God to speak directly to me.
那我其实就是让神能够直接的来对我说话。
It isn't the pastor telling me or the church or someone else what God has to say, but I am reading for myself what God is trying to communicate to me.
所以我们不是只是在等牧师或是谁来对我们说话，而是我们读主的话，让神直接对我们说话。
And I'm going to tell you, when God is speaking to you, then you will listen.
我告诉你，当神直接对你说话的时候，你会听的。
But for many, when the pastor is speaking, well, they're taking a little nap, and they're not sure when the service is over with what God was supposed to be saying.
但是当我们只是坐在这里听牧师讲话的时候，有的时候我们就会打瞌睡，而且我们也不太确定神到底跟我们说什么。
But you know that whenever only one person speaks, we call that a monologue.
当只有一个人说话的呢，我们就叫做独白。
So if I'm just reading the word of God and God is speaking to me, a relationship is not formed.
但是当我们读主的话，而且主神对我们说话的时候，这个关系就这样子培养起来了。
And because God loves us and wants a relationship, He allows us to speak back to Him through our prayers.
因为神爱我们，他跟我们愿意建立的一个关系，所以他就让我们来对他有回应，这就是祷告。
Through the Word, God is sharing what is upon His heart, and through our prayers, we have the opportunity of sharing what is going on in our hearts.
借着读主的话，神把他心中的思想来跟我们分享，那借着我们的祷告，我们把我们心中所想的来跟神分享。
I first met my wife, or saw her in one of my classes in the university.
我第一次遇见我的妻子的时候是我在大学里的一堂课。
And I thought this is one of the most beautiful women I've ever laid my eyes on.
当时我看到她的时候，说这是我这一生中所看到最美丽的女孩子。
But she didn't know that I drew the breath of life.
但是。
She didn't know that I drew the breath of life. She didn't realize that I even existed.
但是呢，我的妻子却不知道我的存在。
But one day I met her and we began talking with one another.
但是有一天我们相遇了，就开始谈话。
And now she has been my wife for over 43 years.
那做了我的妻子超过了43年。
So it takes a dialogue for a relationship to be formed.
所以呢，要有培养一个关系呢，就需要有对话。
And so the word in the prayer is the key to developing that relationship with God.
所以呢，我们要培养我们跟神的关系呢，读主的话还有祷告是关键。
And that's why daily we have got to be in the word, allowing God to speak directly to us.And each day praying and talking back to God and sharing the things that are on concern to our own hearts.
所以每一天呢，我们就必须来到主的面前，我们读主的话，让神对我们说话，然后呢，我们就有对神有一个回应，就是我们对他的祷告，把我们心中的话对神说。
That has nothing to do with just coming to service once a week to try and discharge.Our religious obligation. It's a relationship.
我讲的不是一个礼拜来教堂一次，或是来做我们一些应尽的义务。我说的是跟神建立一个关系。
Now the substance of the Great Commission, the horizontal spokes of the wheel is the evangelism and discipleship.
那至于那个大使命呢，就有两件事情，一个就是传福音。另外一个就是门徒培训。
Are we out there actually winning the loss?
我们是不是在世界中赢得失落的灵魂呢？
See, many people think, well, that's not our job.
有些人会说这不是我的工作。
That's what we're paying the pastor and the church workers here to do on our behalf.
这就是为什么我们请了牧师还有教会里的同工来做帮我们做
That's their job, not ours.
所以那是他们的职责不是我的责任
No, Jesus said, if you follow me, I'll make you to be a fisher of men.
但是耶稣说，你若跟从我，我要使你得人如得鱼。
And there's no way you can follow him and not be a fisher of men.
所以如果你跟从他的话，你不可能不得人。
And if you're not out there fishing for lost people, I don't know who you're following, but it's time that somebody question whether you are following Jesus.
所以如果我们不在外面得人的话，有人就会质问你到底是在跟随神，跟随谁。
See, maybe you're following the church, maybe you're following the pastor, but Jesus said if you're not reaching out to the lost, you're not following me, because that is one of the reasons I left you here.
因为如果我们不是在跟随神，我们很可能就是在跟随教会或是牧师，但是神却要我们到外面去赢得失落的灵魂，得人如得鱼，这就是为什么神现在把我们仍然留在地上。
And then I'm out there making disciples.
我是不是也同时在门徒培训？
Who are you discipling?
现在你在培养谁做门徒？
Because if you are not involved in discipling other people, helping them to grow to their full maturity in Christ.
如果你现在没有在培养人做门徒，使他们在基督里成熟，
then you are a part of the problem.And God meant for you to be a part of the solution.
其实你本身就是问题的一部分，但是神要我们成为这个问题的解答。
And again, if you are not winning the lost and making disciples, then you have the great omission in your life, and God wanted that to be the great commission in your life.
所以如果我们不是在外面赢得失落的灵魂，或是我们不是在培训什么人来做门徒的话，其实我们在这个大使命的上面已经是忽略了。
Now, if that were not true, the moment you came to Christ, God would simply take you to be with himself.
如果神没有给我们大使命的话，其实我们在信主之后，神就可以把我们接回天家。
But he has left you here,Because he has a mission for each and every one of us.
但是神今天却仍然把我们留在地上，因为他对我们每一个人都有一个使命。
And if you love me, then it'll be demonstrated through the keeping of the commandments of which there are only two.
如果你爱我的话，你的爱就会表现出来，你在这个两条诫命上会遵守。
The great commandment.Will be balanced with the great commission in your life.
在你的生命中就会看见大诫命跟大使命之间有一个平衡。
And if you only have the great commandment and are living the great omission, then you're like this.
如果你只遵守了大诫命，却忽略了大使命，你的生活就会这样子偏差。
In biblical discipleship.On these two commandments have got to be balanced in each and every one of our life.
但是照着圣经的教导，一个门徒他的生活必须有大诫命和大使命彼此平衡着。
Are you with me?
You
understand what I'm saying to you?
你听得懂我在跟你们说的话吗？
Now, equipping the saints again, this discipleship course,which is used in over some 60 plus countries of the world.
那这个门徒培训这个课程呢，在全世界60多个国家已经在使用。
I developed it to help pastors know how to go about training you so that you in turn could turn around and begin training other people so that the great commandment is balanced with the great commission in your life.
我写了这份课程呢，是要帮助牧师们来训练你们，然后你们可以再出去训练别的门徒，使我们的生活真的是有大使命和大诫命彼此的平衡。
And about a year ago, somebody found that course and began doing it with one of their children.
在一年以前，有人发现了这堂课程呢，就开始跟他的孩子在家里培训。
And somehow Nancy, the pastor's wife, found out about that, and she called me.
然后呢，念慈姐于师母发现了呢，她就打电话给我。
Because she had not heard about equipping the saints.
因为她听说了这个圣徒装备的课程。
And as we talked, I invited her to come to Dallas and spend a couple of days. You know, bring your husband and let me help you understand how to go about discipling the people in your church.
当于师母打电话给我的时候呢，我就邀请她和她的丈夫一起来我家，我会要很仔细的向她解释怎么样用这套教材来装备圣徒。
She said, "Well, I'd want to bring the youth director."
然后她说，我们想要请这个青少年的负责弟兄一起来。
And I said, "Great." And she didn't come, but she did send John.
后来于师母没有来，但是她却
and Esther.And they came and spent, what, three or four days with us.
但是 John 和 Esther 去了，他在他们家住了三四天。
And now they have some of you doing this.
现在就有人开始使用这个教材做门徒培训。
And then they invited me to come and to speak to the church and to try and help others in the church, because discipleship is a real need wherever we go in the world.
然后他们就邀请我来教会来跟更多的弟兄姐妹来解释这套教材，因为在各处门徒培训都是教会非常大的需要。
Religion brings this into your life.
如果我们只有宗教的话，我们的生活就会有偏差，像这个样子。
But when discipleship comes into focus, then these two commandments are balanced.In your life.
但是当我们开始做门徒培训，这大诫命和大使命就会在我们生命中开始有平衡。
So if the church ever invites me back,
如果我们教会继续下一次还会请我回来的话，
I want the church to be twice the size because you will be here with your disciple.
我希望我们教会呢就比现在增加了一倍，因为我希望你到时候来的时候会带着你的门徒一起来。
God bless you.
愿神祝福你们。